Well, already you can feel it out there. The temperature is already up to 70 degrees, and there's some humidity out there, and there's some foggy cloud cover. Let's clear that all away with a shaft of bright light of Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, what's so good about it? Very busy. Did you go to the city yesterday, by the way?
Nope.
No, you didn't?
Nope. Put the kibosh on it. Well, because we've got some folks on vacation around here, and so we just couldn't leave the station empty, so.
Oh.
So, El Cancel El New Yorko yesterday. Did not go.
Isn't that 2 weeks in a row?
I forget.
Yeah, see?
I forget now. It might be 2 weeks in a row.
No.
Well, who knows? You know, that's what happens. That's our ace in the hole whenever things start to get out of control.
Right.
Canceled the trip to New York.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so now we didn't get very much activity yesterday with thunderstorms, a little bit of rain here and there, but I guess that'll increase today, huh?
No doubt about it. There's some activity right now when I take a look at the radar, which I will do, from about Poughkeepsie, south of Kingston, south down the Hudson Valley. Most of that is just light rain showers. That's moving northeastern. So you may get a couple this morning. The heaviest activity right now extends from like Coney Island, Rockaway Beach, southward along the Jersey Shore. And that's moving probably along the South Shore of Long Island. As we go into the afternoon, things are really going to perk up. We're all under the risk of severe weather today. So you'll have to expect that some places will get severe weather. And middle 80s, showers and storms will end tonight, mid 60s. It'll be partly sunny Thursday. There could be a shower or thunder shower around at any time, 80 to 85. Friday, I said a straight thunderstorm. I think the chances are slight. Sunny clouds, less humid, low 80s, sunny, nice Saturday, 80. And Sunday, sunny, with highs in the lower 80s. Friday night for you, no problems. There'll be no precip around. It'll be delightfully dry. So you should have no problems from Friday night through the weekend.
Well, it's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that because Friday night we have the opening of Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at Sharon Playhouse. And we're there and we've awarded our winning tickets and picnics to the folks and we're all set to go.
I think that's great. I really do think that's great. So the weather will cooperate there. The weather will cooperate for me. I'm very stressed and nervous.
Yeah, this is your
about
last
this trip.
This is your last weekend home, right?
Yeah, and there's just so much to do, and that's what stresses me out. And everybody keeps saying, "Oh, take it easy." Well, you know what? It's a lot easier when you don't own a business, because you just tell your employer, "Listen, I won't be here for the next 2 weeks," and you walk away. You know, you have to worry about your bills and that's it. But I have to worry about my personal bills. I have to worry about Metro Weather's bills. I have to worry about my staff. I have to make sure that everything is right. You know, I'm going to reboot computers and all of that stuff to hopefully nothing will go wrong there. And try to remember everything. Let me ask you a question, Marshall. Do you remember the last time? When was the last time you went overseas?
Oh, gosh.
A long time ago?
Before I stopped going anyplace when we formed this station over 11 years ago.
Okay.
It's just been absolute time-consuming. The vacations that I get are when we go to the Jersey Shore for a day or go to the city and do something in the city. But it's been about 11 or 12 years since I've been on a vacation.
Okay, because I got mixed directions about my passport when I'm over in Europe. Some people say, you know, keep the original with you and make copies and put those in the safe at your hotel or on the boat or in your luggage. Other people say, no, no, no. Put your original in the safe and carry copies with you. So I'm kind of confused. What do I do?
I didn't think it was legal to copy your stuff.
It is.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's legal to copy your stuff, I would carry the copy stuff. And here's how long it's been since I've been at someplace. You could go to Bermuda without any papers.
Really?
That's how long it's been.
Okay.
All I had to prove when I walked around Bermuda was my boarding pass for the Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay, so you got off relatively easy. Okay,
that was,
well,
I'm
still thinking along the lines that I should keep the original passport in a safe place and just bring a copy. You know, while we're traveling.
Yeah, well,
on the boat and get off, you know, to the different cities. I don't think there's going to be any need, you know, once you're on the boat, and they've seen your passport and everything, you should be good.
You should, but you never can tell.
Right.
It's today's society. But anyway, yeah, I would always just, you have to bring your original with you, of course, but yeah, keep that in one safe location and you don't want to be losing that.
As you travel around and you tour, just have a copy with you in case.
My biggest worry when I traveled, last time I traveled, was whether I wanted to take cash or traveler's checks. And then I just plain decided, you know what, I'm not taking either. I'm bringing my credit card.
Yeah, I was advised to use the credit card as much as possible.
Yeah. So
that's what I was advised. I did get to see The Lion King.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It's amazing. Amazing how Disney does that. Most of the time, as opposed to paying attention to the story, I'm looking at the details and I'm thinking to myself, how do they do this? Every animal looks as real as can be, and they don't leave out a thing. Like, for instance, when the lion is running, you see, you hear each paw touch the ground and you see the dirt scoop up from that. I mean, all these little intricate things are just incredible. Disney doesn't leave a thing out. It was done very, very well. I'll tell you, hats off to whoever did the animation in that. Could have fooled me.
There you go. So you like the Lion King.
And I'm really not, I wasn't wild about the cartoon. I did not go to see the play. But this was pretty incredible. So far I've seen two Disney movies this summer, Aladdin and Lion King. And they both were excellent, I have to say. Excellent. I haven't seen a movie so far this summer that I didn't like. You know, since I run to the theater on Tuesdays because it's only $6.
There you go. So there's Pat Pagano. It's just $6 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Now, the theater wasn't
crowded.
No, and did you bring your own popcorn and candy?
No. She said to me when I got up there, she said, they said a large popcorn. She said, you have $5 in rewards. Would you like to use that? I said, absolutely. She said, okay, so you owe me $2.
There you go.
So it's $2 for popcorn. Otherwise, it would have been $7. If you want popcorn and a drink, it's $15.
Oh. Hello.
$15 for popcorn and a drink. Can you believe that? When we were kids, a quarter of 50 cents, that was it.
That's worse than ballparks.
Yeah.
You know, ballparks, you order a beer or a soda, it's $7.50, $8 for an eight ounce glass.
Isn't that amazing? Really amazing. Yeah. But there's a lot of good movies coming out, by the way. Disney, you know, by the way, is coming out with Cats.
Yep. I saw.
And they're coming out with Mulan.
Yeah. I saw some of the advances for Cats. Wait till you see how they look. That's a little scary.
Jennifer Hudson is in that.
Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? The country western singer, the big one.
I have no idea.
I can't think of her name. She is the supreme.
Wendy something?
The young one.
Faith Hill?
No. Young.
I have no idea.
Can't think of her name. But anyhow, she's in it. They have some cast. In that Cats, boy, some cast.
Right. Well, anyway, we'll have to wait for that. I'm still waiting. In another 13 days, Godzilla becomes available to me on
on DVD.
On Amazon. Amazon Prime.
Oh, on Amazon.
Yeah. So I'll be happy when that happens, because I got to see Avengers Endgame, and now I'll get to see Godzilla, and I'll be pretty much wrapped for the summer.
Yeah, you can let me know how that is and whether or not I should watch it.
All right, I will. All right, Pat, enjoy your day today.
We're going to have fun. The Mets are playing at 12:10.
Keep your eye to the sky.
Got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.